Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the RRE Podcast. It's Tuesday, June 17th. Usual people hanging around the table. Johnny O, Tim Eggleston, the triumphant returns of both Mike Shane and Chris Hensley, and myself, Scott Paul.
We are missing Jack this week.
Yes. Yes, we are missing Jack.
Jack is on hiatus.
Yes.
Got a new mixer. Got some really cool shit here. Trying a new way to record. I'm trying not to.
What the hell is that?
Sorry, I'm Taco Bell.
So, without further ado, we have our new mixer here. We're rocking out.
You're broadcasting from Mike's house.
We're broadcasting from Mike's house this week.
Yes, it's in the sweltering heat.
Yes, because it has
very,
AC.
Very hot.
Somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Yes, somewhere in Pennsylvania. Undisclosed location. I am happy to say I have a new daughter, Margaret Ann, Maggie.
Yay. Yes. Congratulations.
She's born June 4th. Maybe she'll listen to this podcast when she turns 18. I'll let her listen to this one before she heads off to school.
Disavow you
or something.
Stay away from people like this.
Got to learn her values or not. So, all right. That's what's going on here, guys. Already Podcast. We're on iTunes. AllRightAlreadyPodcast.com. And we have a Twitter feed.
That's at AlreadyPodcast.
At Already Podcast.
Yes.
Not AA Podcast.
No, I'm sorry. AA Podcast. Excuse me.
This is an AA podcast.
Nailed AA podcast.
Yes.
It's like, yes. If someone goes on like a message board, for like rape message board, like they are looking for people to console with.
Right.
It's like people that are like for it. They went to it by accident.
Whoa,
this is
the wrong
not
place.
Right. Yeah, this is not.
So I just wanted to say I missed last podcast because it was my birthday.
That's right, Chris.
Yeah, and luckily I got to blow all of Life of Agony, and they nicknamed me Spit.
Nice. Were you hanging with the River Rat?
Yeah.
They were sad they couldn't River name rat. Me Swallow.
That was a good one. That was pretty funny.
You know, I was going to say that I missed the last one because I was hanging out with Chris for his birthday, but then I was like, no, not so much.
You were giving all the reach arounds. You were giving all the reach arounds.
You guys hooked up with Life of Agony.
Oh, we weren't going to talk about this anymore.
No
more LOA.
Looked like he was talking to a bunch of pink microphones.
I got to keep away from those freaking headphones because I'm just like all over them. I'm like, so you're talking about Life of Agony? Not even listening. I wasn't even listening to what you guys were talking about.
John got new like giant
better off that way
rapper headphones.
Yeah,
he just constantly.
We got new headphones.
He's the white Dr. Dre in the studio here.
All kinds of shit.
Thinks he's like fucking Rick Rubin or something.
This is our 10th take of this episode, by the way.
It hasn't gotten any better yet.
This is as good as it gets.
Wow, this is it, folks. This is all you're getting. Don't ask for a redo.
All right, very good. So, let us begin. We got an interesting episode here today. I think we're going to do a couple quick topics, and then we're going to have a special feud edition for all our fans out there.
For all you listeners.
For all you listeners. Yes, and
all five of you.
And it should be said that half of us have no idea what this is going to be.
Well, you can't know the questions. It's going to be a three-way family feud kind of thing. So.
Okay.
What?
Is that what I think it is? Yeah.
And we're going to really try to have no side conversations this time.
So shut the fuck up.
Chris, right?
Cállate. That's right. Spanish.
Okay, Chris, why don't you pick a topic? Let's start off with something here.
Yeah, Chris, thinking, go ahead,
around with
there.
His giant fingers.
Yeah.
What do you got there, son?
The NWA biopic.
Yes.
Biopic.
Yes, they're making it.
Yeah. It's called Straight Outta Compton.
Yes. Yeah.
Ice Cube's son is going to play him.
I heard that.
And they already casted Eazy-E and Dr. Dre.
Yes.
Some other guy with AIDS? Or?
What's that?
He's playing Eazy.
I would take two unknowns.
Okay. Dude, I would pick Chris Rock from CB4.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Straight Outta Locash.
Martin play everyone.
Martin or Eddie Murphy. Just Martin, Eddie Murphy, and Arsenio.
Yeah.
They can pull it off.
They can play all of them.
Fuck that. Have Tyler Perry.
Yeah, I was going to say Tyler
Perry. Tyler Perry. Every costume would play all the parts.
My question was,
Tyler
though, really,
Perry
with
and Eddie
that,
Murphy. They just did the whole cast.
I found it interesting they were doing a biopic, you know, already of that movie. And I was wondering, you know, just curious. Anybody here, like, would they have something they haven't done, like biopic they haven't done? Who would like to see something they haven't done? Who would, some, like, a figure or a band or a group or somebody that they'd actually like to see a biopic of?
Huh.
Because I don't mind that they're doing it. I think it's cool. I'm just surprised that they're pulling it off. You know, because it's something I remember from, what, when we were teenagers? I mean... Yeah.
Well, they've been threatening to do the Jimi Hendrix one for how many years?
Right.
Now? Like 10 years?
And right.
It starts and it stops.
They were going to get Andre 3000.
Yeah, they were going to have him do it.
Whatever his name is. Yeah.
I think it is getting made now, though.
Is it finally getting made?
I think so, because I know his family's just shitting bricks about it. They're really angry.
Which, you know...
They don't like it. They don't like the script and whatever. You know.
They haven't really exploited that too much, have they?
Christ, how many Steve Jobs movies came
music
out?
Oh my God!
Yeah, yeah. It was Pirates of
Silicon Valley. Oh, the family. How many best Jobs?
And they're talking about doing another one,
right?
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, so
movies.
That's kind of why
they're making
the
another
biopic.
One.
You know, biopic
that's
question
ridiculous.
Is the fact that there's somebody you like, somebody you'd like to see that they probably will never do, but you know,
I wouldn't. You know, it's kind of a not a. Super exciting one, but I'd like to see a Richard Branson biography or biopic, because that dude just fucking does whatever he wants.
Yeah,
that
he does.
He's the dude that owns Virgin Mobile, Virgin Atlantic.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. He does whatever he wants. Yeah. He's like, I want to go fly in a balloon today.
Someone he started off just being a band promoter, a music promoter.
Yeah.
Well, and, is it just like movies like that, or is like Lincoln considered one? Like, because that did really well and.
I think that's kind of a biopic. Definitely biopic.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean,
because if it's stuff like that, I know that it was in production or pre-production for Hannibal, and Vin Diesel was going to play him.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that would be a really interesting movie.
You mean the historical figure Hannibal?
Yeah. Yes.
Not
the guy from the 18.
Not the psychopath.
I know. They already did that.
Then there was also like Genghis Khan. That would be a great movie.
That would be just a good movie, probably.
They did one years
they
ago.
Did one.
John Wayne.
They did?
Years ago, yeah.
I didn't know they did.
Yes, yeah, terrible.
He played Genghis Khan?
Yes. Or
he's
something
the whitest
like
man on the planet.
Yeah, something like that, I'm telling you. It's so odd. It's really weird. But it's like, I remember seeing, like, I'm like, God, this is terrible. Why would you make this? It's awful.
But, you know. You're talking about, like, just random people from, like, our childhood.
I mean, it could be anybody. I mean, someone you're interested in. Somebody, a group, a band, anything. That you just like would like to see that, you know, they should make a biopic of. I mean, whatever.
Yeah. You know who would be an interesting one is Chris Blackwell that ran Island Records, that began Island Records. And he produced, you know, all, like, the early reggae stuff and all the...
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Bob Marley.
Yeah,
and
he was
like,
the dude that, like, went
Curry
to Jamaica. Like,
yeah, yeah, he used to live there, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, I'd definitely check that out.
That would definitely be PG-13. At least. Rampant drug use. I don't know. There's a lot of them
I could think of, like, off the top of my head. I mean, you know.
Who you got?
I got, well, of course, I got The Damned. I'd love to see.
Oh, God.
Oh, The Damned?
Of course.
That would be cool.
Joe Strummer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's hear what you got, man. I mean...
How about the Misfits one? We could get Hugh Jackman to play Dundee.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be awesome.
That would be something.
I would watch it.
Any of those bands, I would like to see any of them, really. I mean...
The Joe Strummer one?
Yeah.
That exists.
I was going to say...
That was like a... like a documentary, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a documentary.
Yeah.
What's a biopic?
Like, it's a little bit, you know, more Hollywoodized, I would imagine.
Basically a biography.
Yeah.
There's a Michael Jackson one that's kick-ass.
Really?
If I remember, right? Yeah, it was on VH1.
Yeah.
It was
like awesome. I remember seeing that.
It was awesome.
Then there's like famous artist ones. Like there's a Pollock who had Ed Harris.
Oh, that was
a great movie.
That's a fantastic movie.
Basquiat.
What's his name?
Van Gogh? They won Van Gogh?
It was old.
Jeffrey Wright.
Michael Douglas' father played
Van
Gogh.
Yes.
Kirk Douglas played Van Gogh.
Yes.
It was an awesome movie.
I've never seen that whole movie.
That's very good.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I think would be an interesting, weird, like, two-part one would be Susie from Susie and the Banshees.
Yes.
Because she went from, like, she was the groupie that bands actually used to sought her out, nice English there, seek her out,
right.
Because she was supposedly so amazing in bed. She was like this ridiculous groupie that banged all these bands in the 70s, in late 70s and early 80s. And then she actually started her own band and became incredibly popular
right.
and made a shitload of money.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, like
I didn't know that backstory about her.
Yeah, that's where she really became famous at first. Was she was like
groupie.
This legendary groupie.
Should we do that, guys?
Be legendary groupies?
Let's do that. I was going to say to Susie Sue.
That's what Chris did on his vacation.
I would do it.
My vacation, my birthday.
Your birthday. He was a legendary groupie.
Became an admiral in the Navy.
Susie Sue here.
No, but there was also
Rear Admiral.
The Runaways.
Like a real bad accent.
That
had...
I never watched that.
Joan Jett. And who else was in The Runaways?
I never saw it.
The girl from...
Kristen Stewart and Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Fanning.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But...
Oh, that's... Okay, I remember that movie. I remember the previews for the movie. I never saw it.
Lita Ford hated it, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Lita Ford was the other...
She was like pissed off about it.
Lita Ford and Joan Jett.
She went to kiss somebody deadly, I guess. Huh?
Wah, wah, wah.
Close your eyes forever.
It's a good song.
My friend in junior high school and high school was in love with Lita Ford, I think.
Then,
she was something in the day. I could see that.
Yeah, I had a poster of her, man. Yeah. Arced one all over my belly. Might have
been something. Wow, all right.
Biopic topic is over
now. All right. One more. It was actually a really good movie. It's Lovelace, about Linda Lovelace.
I heard about that. I never saw it.
The porno movie called Deep Throat.
Yeah.
Amanda Siegfried played...
Linda Lovelace.
Yeah. And I didn't know she was like basically strong-armed into what she was doing.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
It's brutal. Like, you see her at the premieres and stuff, and like she looks fine, but like in the background she's crying, and whoever her husband or boyfriend was, like basically, like pimped her out to like regular people, and was like, "Hey, you want to bang Linda Lovelace?"
Yeah.
That's
pretty ugly, right?
It wasn't very
different size.
Heartfelt movie, but
Those 70s.
Yeah, but crazy in the movie, Peter Skarsgård
never happens nowadays.
Yet another role that Lindsay Lohan was supposed to play and fucked up. She was supposed to do before Amanda, what's her name, did it.
She was supposed to be
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, I thought Lindsay Lohan. Oh, she didn't even do it.
She didn't do it.
Nah. She does is like reality TV to make fun.
Doing something.
She was doing a show on Oprah.
She was doing something.
Yeah, like a reality show, right?
Yeah, and even Oprah was like, "You are too fucked up."
No,
that's bad.
And Lindsay Lohan
I think they were doing a biopic of her life.
That's probably a good biopic. I think that would be a really good one.
I don't want to see that. Who cares about her anyway? Just like,
who, Lindsay?
Lindsay Lohan?
She's got great cans. You get to see him in the movie called Canyon.
Jesus Christ.
Just a little lesbian right. action.
Like I said, this is over.
Mr. Stan.
I'll
correct you.
Yeah, really.
What middle part is that?
He stayed up.
Are you fast-forwarding to the good part?
A minute mark. 15:22. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite nude scene?
I don't know. I'd have to think. I guess for nostalgic purposes, I'd probably say Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yeah?
I was probably in, like, second grade.
She's got Bush!
Oh, my God, this is amazing. That would be for nostalgic reasons. I would probably pick that, I think.
That's a good one.
If I watched it again, I bet it'd be pretty tame, maybe. Maybe not, for today's standards. Like, they don't show Bush like that.
Yeah.
Because nobody has one anymore.
Yeah, right? Very true, very true.
There's a reason for that.
Good point.
Mine personal would probably be Selma Hayek and Desperado. I waited a long time to see those cans.
Yeah.
Desperado?
Yeah.
I saw that. What minute mark is that?
I don't know. I was like, you know what? She's in Frida. And she got naked in that. Like, yeah. She was like,
she got one big eyebrow.
You look past the eyebrow.
She's hot no matter what.
Yeah.
That's
a decent movie, too.
It's an artsy movie. Yeah.
As biopics go, that is a great movie.
That is a good movie. Yes.
And then she was also naked in The Time of Butterflies.
Made it back to topic.
Yes.
good biopics, man.
Yeah.
It's a good topic there, Scott.
Thank you. I appreciate
good
it.
Good job, man.
Did you add anything to that? I don't think you had one, did you? Did you have one you wanted to see? Have you made fun
what,
of
for mine, biopics?
So? Yeah.
An odorous orungus?
Odorous orungus.
Oh, did you hear it ends up he just died of heroin, too.
Yeah. And not to get off subject,
Common
but
cold or rock and roll.
They're actually they're opening a guar bar that's going to have gourmet junk food.
They shoot it out of a toilet.
Yeah, what they shoot it out of like a
Richmond, Virginia.
Dude, I will trek to Richmond, Virginia. To
can
go
you opt to have it like splattered in your face?
Yeah, right.
It's like open your mouth and like it's just like poof.
And a giant phallus.
Yeah.
It serves you. Takes your order.
Yeah,
talking to him.
Exactly. Some ketchup. They go, dick.
Talk to a giant guy's like sweating in his like guar costume. He's like, yeah. What do you want?
Hold on. Yeah.
Hold on. Nut and like shoots out.
That's mayonnaise. If you want the ketchup, you gotta get it from the big fur burger or the clam.
It's funny to imagine.
She like pulls out a tampon and says, ketchup.
It's some guy. He's like in his mid-40s.
Yeah. Are you going to order or what?
Going on?
Did this thing sex executioner on your birthday? Did they go around and do like a dance and sing? Oh, man.
But apparently, like, I think it's Beefcake the Almighty and Ballsack are foodies. So that's why they're opening the guar bar.
Come on, man. I am so driving to Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do it. Richmond's only like
I consider
hours.
Myself a foodie.
Mm-hmm. It's like 5 hours.
Holy crap.
Wait till you see how I cut the french fries.
So ridiculous.
Battle axe.
They're fresh.
It's just you have like this crappy job. You got like your mask on. You're dressed like your butt cheeks are hanging out. You got like this awful job. Like, you're just trying to get through high school.
Where do you work?
The guar bar.
They fired me at Johnny
Rockets.
Oh,
really? I never saw you there. Yeah. Because I've got 50 pounds of costume on me.
No.
Does it pay well?
Not really.
I've worked at Chuck E. Cheese for 20 years. I was looking for something more adult. And now I work at the fucking guar bar.
It's kind of like Chuck E. Cheese.
I was tired of wearing that goddamn mouse costume.
That's hilarious. Guar bar. All right. Okay, so that's the biopic. Right?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, let's move on to the meat.
The meat and potatoes of the episode.
The
coup de grace.
So Scott and I have diligently worked on putting together a game show that we like to call the, what do we call it? The All Right Already Feud.
That's right.
The All Right Already Feud. Now.
All right. See, this is all new to us. These guys cooked this up on their own.
That's
so
right.
We're just kind of going with them here.
That's right, Tim. You guys are just going to play along. I'll keep track of score.
Nice.
We're going to have our great host. Scott's going to explain the rules to you as we'll see if this feud theme song actually plays. And we're going to start off our show with this right here. All right, Scotty.
All right, hello, and welcome to the first edition of the All Right Already Feud. Supposed to be two teams will battle for the right to say, I am the All Right Already Feud champion. But I got to explain how the game works, because now there's three teams of one instead of two teams of two.
Correct.
There is absolutely, just so everybody knows, there's no cash prizes whatsoever for any of this stuff.
All right? Damn it.
All right? It's just
off.
Bragging rights. Just get to talk shit. All
right.
Uh-huh. Might have to delay that later on, you know.
Sure. Where's the big hook?
Might be two teams of one. So we're going to compete head-to-head, 3 to 5 rounds of questioning, and the first person to 50 points gets to move on to the bonus round, where you will have 30 seconds to get the top 5 answers in 5 different categories.
Jesus, you guys really thought about this, didn't you?
There's no more banjo in this song.
I don't know if any of this is going to work, but we're going to go for it anyway. 35 points makes that the team that person the AAQ champion. All category answers have been researched by our hardworking staff, Johnny O and I, with verified with no one whatsoever, just so you know.
This has been verified by me.
See, it's a song.
Everybody said. Alright, man, let's play the feud!
Let's play the feud!
Survey says! That's right!
Let me get my soundboard on here.
There we go. There we are. Now we're here. Alright, great.
Alright, guys.
So how do we buzz in? Do I just throw something at you?
No, we don't, for you guys, I guess. We'll just kind of go round robin, maybe.
Well, I was thinking maybe whoever can...
Throw your hand up and...
Just go.
And you got to be judging that?
I'm going to go like that. Yeah, I'll be the judge.
Throw a left hook out.
I'll do this.
All right, we'll just point at Johnny O. First one to point at Johnny O.
All right.
All right, guys.
So, this is a good one. This is a good topic to start out with. Fads that were stupid as shit. Mike.
Pet rock.
You got it, Mike. That's the top answer. That is going to be your point system and mine. Don't work together.
That's okay.
It's got to be. That's going to be 8 points.
So how do you do it now? Like, does he get to go again?
No.
All right, I got one.
Well, that was the top answer, right?
So that was the top answer. Yeah. There's one.
So he gets the passer. We'll
just go round.
We'll just go round robin now. All
right.
10.
Cabbage Patch Dolls.
What? It's not a bad choice.
It's not a bad choice, though, but it's not on our list.
I kind of wish I thought of that one, but okay.
Chia Pet.
No. We're a good one, but not on our list. We don't need the contestants getting rowdy here, man. Let's just chill out.
Once we get to a certain
this
point.
This is going to break out into a fight. You know that. Bad's going to happen.
Once we're at a point where just like,
wait, I want to
straws, we'll give answers.
Yes. Exact my answer.
Yeah.
What?
And I will say that I wanted a Mitt Romney Chia Pet so bad, I could not find
that. They had one?
They had
one. Wow. They had it in a bottle one.
They had it in a bottle, but I wanted Mitt Romney.
Wow, that might be the winning answer of all
Obama
time.
Was the easy
I didn't know it existed.
All right, Mike, back to you.
Okay. Oh, I'm still going?
Yeah.
Stupid fads. Pogs.
Oh, that's a really good one.
That's a really good one. You shouldn't have done
points on.
No, it's all right. We're going to change the points anyway because of the, you know.
Okay, so I'll just give you ticks.
How about the Macarena?
Oh, fuck, dude. That's so good. Jesus. I might just give you a couple if you get good answers. Go ahead, Chris. What's up?
Sam Wow.
Like I said, these weren't researched or verified by anybody, man. You know,
wow. I mean, one more time around.
This is going well.
Let's just work through this.
Yes.
Stupid fads.
Yeah. Stupid as shit.
The ones I put earlier.
Oh, stupid as shit fads. That's totally right.
Yes.
I think that one's a good one.
Oh, my God.
It's not bad. Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Like, no. I was going to say Gangnam Style, but I don't know. Because I actually think that's fairly awesome. I know a lot of people thought it was stupid.
How about hedge funds? No, I'm kidding. sticker books.
Oh, that's a good one.
God damn it.
I wrote this in my car. I just sat in my car and wrote
that. Oh, man. Snuggies.
It's a good one, too.
It's a good one. Still no points. All right.
You got your survey says.
All right. I forgot. You're right.
You read off the ones.
Jersey Shore.
Oh,
Atkins me. Diet. Oh. Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Oy.
One of my favorites.
Really?
Women's shoulder pads from the 80s. And dream boards.
Dream boards?
What's a dream board?
I have no idea, but this sort of research.
I would say dream catchers.
That was the number five answer.
That was the number five answer.
Dream board.
Well, you take, like, say you want a car. You want, like, a car.
Oh.
Cut it out and put it on a board and look at it.
Oh, is that like.
I heard those are called vision boards.
Vision boards, yeah.
Is that like that stupid book, The Secret?
Yeah, I know, yeah. I really want money, so you take a picture of money.
Yeah, right.
Glue it onto a board. And you look at it every day and go, oh, this should be mine soon.
It's a bunch of stupid assholes with posters on their walls with cars and money on them.
Too true.
All right, let's give everybody a few points for that one. Right, we kind of screwed that up.
Mike's got two. Tim's got one. Chris has one.
Okay, there we go.
I thought I had eight.
Four,
what the fuck?
Yeah, we changed the score.
It's all right. It's going to be fine. For win, you win. Don't worry about it.
You win, don't worry. Wait a second. The fix in already?
No. Just calm down, everybody. Thank you. All right. Next topic. Beers that taste like shit.
Chris.
Natty Ice.
You got it. Correct.
That's correct.
Very nice.
All right, now we go this Tim.
Way. Yuengling Lager.
Service.
Sorry, Johnny.
I'm going to say, well, I don't know. Are we counting malt liquors in this?
No.
No, because that's a different, that's no. a malt okay. beverage.
Oh, okay. That's a good one you added on there.
Yes.
Yeah. Then I will say peels.
Survey says?
No.
That's all right.
Back to you.
Back to you.
PBR.
Survey says?
Boxer.
Okay.
Oh. Never mind.
Let's give everybody a point for just giving up the answer there.
All right, you guys get 1 point. Each.
Everybody gets 1 point.
How about National Bohemian?
Survey says.
Oh, sorry.
Beers that taste like shit.
Think about things I've had. We've had at the podcast.
Yes.
Things we've yes. had at the podcast.
I know.
What?
Genesee Cream Ale.
Oh. Survey says. That's the top answer. Oh,
you got the top.
Wow.
That's my favorite answer. Meal.
This kid's fucking wicked smart.
He's killing it on this one.
This is so terrible. It's
I love
awesome.
My shitty beer.
It's good. It's good.
It's good.
Wow, we're getting really loud here. I hope we don't bomb out the.
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Mike.
Oh, fucking hell. right.
No, that's a buzz in.
Ow. It's, we're still on the beers?
Yeah.
Fuck.
We're not come done. On. Think of a really crappy yeah, one from
real West what, of, like, what, West Iron City?
Gervais says! You got it!
What is it?
Iron City? You ever had an Iron City?
Yes.
I heard it's still reserved.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah. It's terrible.
No, oh, it's from Light. Phil?
Oh. That is a good one. Give him a point for that. Survey says! It's not on our survey, but we're going to give you a point for that because that's a terrible beer.
Who got it?
Tim.
Tim.
What was it?
For what?
Coors Light.
Oh,
yeah, it does suck. It does suck.
It's terrible. Terrible beer. It's not even beer. It's like water.
It's good if you're mowing the lawn or something.
No, it's not.
All right, I have another one.
It's good for watering your lawn.
You're 80 years old and you're mowing the lawn.
All right, come on now.
It's your time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Time.
Are you gay?
What's the question now?
Same question. Beers that taste like shit. Shitty beers.
Lion's Head.
Survey says.
No, this stuff's good, man.
Yeah, that's good.
I was going to say the bottle caps are good.
Survey says.
Last one, Tim.
Schmitz.
Survey says. No. We have Boxer.
Never heard of it.
Red, oh. White, and Blue.
Oh, Red, White, and Blue.
Yes, yeah. Which is the. That should have really been at the top because that is really terrible.
That's
that
pretty terrible. Foul.
That's awful. That's some awful, awful beer.
Oh, Milwaukee's Best isn't on there?
Yeah,
you
the
know,
Beast.
That should be there too. Again. Verify this with anybody, just so you know. This is just some quick research that we did
between two assholes.
This is a pretty close game. We got Mike's got 4 points, Tim has 3, Chris has 4.
Oh shit, I'm falling behind.
Yeah, in between the ass cheeks.
So here we go.
Literally.
Guys.
Do we have to double? I think we have a double round. We got to do right. We got to do a double round somewhere along here.
On the last one.
That's right. The last round. Okay. All right. Next question. Things a normal person would throw out, but Pete Hennessy would keep or attempt to sell.
Oh, God.
Oh, I got an answer.
Mike.
Barbie doll with no head.
Survey says.
That sucks because that's true.
That is true. Do we need to give him points for that? Because it is true.
He did actually right,
we'll
try to sell.
We'll give it to him.
Yeah,
we'll give
right.
you a point. We'll give you a point.
Go ahead.
Chris, what's up?
Thrasher Magazines.
Survey says.
No, but I'm giving it to you. It's right. true. Tim.
A broken toilet.
Have you seen him have a broken toilet?
Back to Mike.
I'd say like a frying pan that has no handle on it.
Survey.
No, oh, sorry. I was so pissed at that answer. Don't just set me off. Man, come on.
There's no handle on
it. It's high class, though. That is, well,
sweet.
I jumped the gun.
Is this stuff that he'll just sell or sell
no,
for
keep,
scrap?
Keep
or and scrap. You can sell for scrap.
Oh, yeah, sell for scrap.
Okay.
Chris?
Metal lawn chairs and picnic tables. Shit.
Give him that one.
Survey says. Yep, you got what? It, man.
Metal bar
found in trash. I will accept that answer. That's totally fine. Mike, back to you.
Any kind of vacuum cleaner. If he sees any vacuum cleaner, he immediately...
Survey says...
Oh! I'm getting all the ones that are actual shit that Pete does.
Stop old televisions.
Survey says...
Now we're getting more specific. We've got to remember, I wrote this like on the fly. We're never going to get the last.
I mean, that's a little bit preposterous.
I mean, that's a little bit ridiculous.
His wife's dildo?
Poor Pam.
Oh, man. Wow, we're trying to keep it clean. It's a family show around here.
All right. No, it's not. Right. Do you guys want to just read through the answers and we'll move to the next question?
All right. Survey says... You know, he was close. We might want to give him that because he did get the... You know, we got that. I mean,
right, he's
that.
Got it. He's got it.
All right. Single woman shoe.
That was true.
A shoe is a dildo?
No, I don't mean it like that. I'm just saying. A take-home food container. And for some other reason, a boulder. I'm not quite sure why. We questioned on this. We should really definitely double check.
Boulders, $5 if you can take it away. I don't deliver.
I'd love to hear him defend this shit. That'd be fucking great. That'd be radio gold. But the vacuum cleaner thing is true because he cuts the extension cords off.
Yes, Mike is right about that.
And the headless Barbie doll
in the extension cord.
he had the headless Barbie doll at the Q-mart.
It is awesome.
He was trying to sell
it. He had his own table at the Q-mart.
Yeah,
he does it all the time. He actually cuts even pretty much.
All right.
See, I hadn't seen the guy for like 10 years. Then I saw him twice. I'm like,
but women are kind of tough, man, because they were, you know, they, you know.
Right. I know.
Is this the intermission portion of the show?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to commercial.
Going to commercial break.
And we're back!
Like a vertebrae.
What do you think?
Sure, yeah.
All right.
That's like a real question, so let's do
all right.
That.
Okay.
That's good.
Were you running out of printer ink or something?
Yes.
He's
just
really
everything on like the
really
far
cheap
end of the grayscale.
All right.
Printer ink is very precious.
Next.
He hasn't bought a new cartridge in like 2 years.
Give him the boo over there. Well, yeah, give him the boo. Yeah, there we go.
He's got one cartridge and he keeps like soaking in water. Yeah, right.
We're going to start deducting from that one. Fuzz him.
Daywalker.
All right. Daywalker, motherfucker. All right. Next question. Popular religions. Chris.
Satanism.
Survey says...
I'm sorry. I was so excited about seeing this. I was like, yeah.
Pop. Okay. Now, wait. Our crack team wrote this, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Pastafarianism.
That's all right. That's all right.
That's what you also survey says.
Catholicism.
Yes. Well, it is because it's in there.
Christianity.
Yes.
Damn.
Scientology.
Survey. Yep. We're just going to skip the survey steps from here on out.
Hinduism.
No.
Really?
Not Buddhism. Popular, sorry. Survey says... Can you read that?
I don't know. Yes?
Sure, give it to him. I don't know.
Is that it?
No, we got...
I like how they're just giving points now. They're like, people don't say anything. They're like, just give it to them.
Is there anybody into Zoroastrianism anymore? I don't know. Is that like too old-timey?
Sun worship!
Sun worship.
All right, settle down over there. Your turn, Chris.
Presbyterian.
Survey says... There you go, Mike.
Not popular. Islam.
Survey says...
Whoa, this is a tight race.
This
here.
Is a tight race. And
my goodness.
Only one question left. Only one answer left. Tim?
Humanism.
Survey says...
Hinduism.
Survey says... We already said that, by the way.
What? I heard Buddhism.
Oh, I know. I think you said...
No, he said Hinduism.
Hinduism. I'm going to say Buddhism.
One more time around.
And, Rosicrucians.
We're only giving you guys 8 more times.
The Order of the Golden Dog.
Survey.
Baptist.
Survey says?
I think we got that under Christianity.
Yeah,
we got
that under Christianity.
Well, no one has said the Jews.
Survey says?
Judaism.
Very good. We closed that category out,
guys. Yeah, we did close that category out.
Granted, it's almost required anytime that you say Jew, you have to say it in, like, Dracula. Ever since fucking whatever, Ed Wood.
Can I say it like that?
Yeah, a home?
Or do I get beat?
I have no homes.
The Jews. It's fucking hilarious.
All right, two more rounds left. One more round, then the final round.
Hunted.
Spies.
Spies.
All right.
Jews are spies?
We all rapped on the podcast to our survey here. Who had the best rap? Mike.
Me.
Survey says?
Shit, I hit the wrong button.
No, he's on there. He has to be on there.
He's on there.
Questions. Well, they're different point scale.
Wait, is who rapped the best?
I had the best rap.
Yes, see? But it's a matter of points. Gato gets higher points.
That's true.
Wait, who rapped the best? Or?
Yeah. Best rap.
Best rap.
Shit.
I think I already won, didn't I?
How are you getting this wrong, bro? Come on, dude.
I mean, that's
what I'm trying to. Who rapped the best or who wrote the best rap? Because you wrote them all and Scott wrote one.
Who wrote the best raps? John.
It's Scott wrote one for me.
Yeah. Who had the best flow, yo?
Who rapped?
Yes. Yeah, who had the best rap?
Jack.
Survey says?
He's on there.
Mike? Remember who got who? You gotta keep going.
Scott.
That's the. By the way, that's the number one answer. Just want to let everybody know. Number one answer right there.
Bullshit. Yeah.
All shenanigans on that.
That was a good rap, though.
Tim?
We're running out of people.
I already said me.
You said Michelle. Yeah. You got one more. There's one more.
I'm Johnny O.
So all, says.
At this point, we're all pointing at
John.
All
right, there we go.
He wrote them all, though.
Yeah, but he did do one.
So, all right.
I wasn't there for that.
Three-way tie.
It's a three-way tie?
Fair enough.
That's awesome.
8 points each.
This game's fixed.
Mm-hmm. 8 points each, guys. What's our final? We got to throw this one in just for the hell of it.
We do have to do that one?
This one.
Oh, all right. Okay.
But then finale will be... Well, we probably should have done this before we sat down.
We have a finale?
We had a final round.
For final round, we'll pick... I like that one, too.
I'm not into that one.
You don't think that one's funny?
No, I'd rather do this one.
Let's throw this one in, because I just want to get Tim.
All right. Okay.
I got an education on how sewer systems work today. Or septic systems. It was fucking awesome.
What?
I had to get a new septic system at the house today.
Oh, no.
And so the guy, sat me down with a piece of paper and explained to me how septic systems work.
Yeah,
threw it out.
I was like, dude, I really didn't want to know this. Like, he's, talking about the light materials, the fats, and the toilet paper. And I'm like, just stop, man. I just ate.
Just ate. Somebody's got to bring this fat skimmer out.
Is this the part where we get a personal story out of all the contestants?
That's right. We should actually come up with commercials next time.
Well, that was my personal story.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Tim? Just we're still waiting.
Tim, I hear you enjoy comic books.
I used to. And then I became one.
Mike fell.
Boom in the shot.
Alright. Okay, I didn't even notice it fell down.
Man just down.
Wait. Okay, here we go.
Alright.
Here's another topic.
We have one more question and then the final round. Excuse me. Styles of facial hair Tim has worn.
Chris.
Mutton chops.
Survey says. You got it. Mike.
Mustache with mustache twirl.
Yes. Handlebar mustache. Yes. Okay. Survey says.
There you go.
Tim.
Full beard.
Survey says.
Really? I don't get my own facial hair right? How is that possible?
If nobody picked it.
Yeah. Or, you know, all the people we surveyed on the street, if they didn't pick it.
And if 100 people...
If they didn't pick it.
Womb broom?
What is it?
What was it?
Womb broom.
Hot aver saver?
Hot speed. What, me?
Chris?
The Hitler mustache?
Survey says...
He never had one of those.
Did
you? You did.
I have a picture of it. Wow. Mike,
that's just a mustache.
Yeah, porn stash.
Survey says
it's not on the list.
Nope.
I don't even know if you ever had one, but
I did.
That's some, that makes me happy.
What, who's? Did somebody say?
Yeah, it was Tim Selleck.
Oh, well, I don't know if it was a joke or not.
Okay, two more
answers. Goatee. Survey says chin strap.
Chris, what's wrong?
It's my beard. I don't know.
I'll try to look at him and see what he had before.
He's had everything. Yeah. I can see whatever facial hair you could possibly have. Tim's had at some point.
The Hulk Hogan?
That's yes.
Let's count.
Yeah. Survey says
right
Fu Manchu.
Yes.
It's kind of like a Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
And then Mike? There's one last one that's pretty obvious, and I feel like somebody might have mentioned it before.
Goatee? I mean,
soul patch?
Chris. Oh, Chris
Gervais says.
Chris got it.
Yeah.
Chris just took the lead with 10
points.
That's
what points. I used to call the womb broom.
That's the flavor saver.
Huh? Three-way tie, 10-10-10.
Nice.
What? This game's fucking rigged.
Might be. It could be. We're not sure, though.
Is that the... Okay, that's a cool finale.
All right. Do we need to get a music one more time for finale?
All right, everyone.
It's just about time for the finale as soon as we can get it together.
Hold on to your hats as we await this.
This is so exciting.
Amazing interlude. And here we go.
All right, we're at the final round
of our
All Right Already podcast.
You didn't have a Hitler stash.
Family Feud episode. We should post that.
Oh my God! I don't know, man. But I tell you,
Tim with his Hitler mustache.
Tim with controversial face.
Yes,
and the haircut.
Yeah. Wow.
That's coming out to breakfast that way.
Did you really?
My girlfriend's father.
Where?
Nobody spatted an eye. I went to Wawa, bought a pack of smokes. Nobody said shit.
Were you in Quakertown?
Doylestown.
Wow.
I'm waiting for a reaction. Everybody's just kind of like, whatever. It's the guy's Hitler. I don't know.
You should have went to Pumpernicks.
I was waiting to give out autographs.
Yeah, really? Seriously? They'd be like,
Five delicatessen.
All right, so now we're back for our final round.
The endless soundtrack that goes on forever.
That's what I mean. It's like I never got that far to actually hear the banjos and shit in that song.
You know what? The theme song just kind of goes like in the back of your head. You don't even hear it.
Yeah,
it's like looking at the TV.
Can I just say that? I'm sorry, but like as many hosts as they've ever had, if it's not Richard Dawson.
Who's the guy that beat himself to death with the rock? Or tried to.
Ray Cohn.
Ray Cohn.
Yeah.
Louis
I will say Steve Harvey does an okay job, but it's
got no. It's got to be. It's got to be Richard.
Was it Louis Anderson for a little bit?
It was.
It was. Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah. Richard Dawson or Scott Paul? Come on.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to get that much love.
Yeah, but Richard Dawson was too cool to beat himself in the Rock.
Richard Dawson was also in The Running Man, so
Richard Dawson was going to go out by like getting overblown or something.
Was he?
That is pretty badass.
I like that movie, Autofocus.
All right. It's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Biopic, again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Greg Kinnear and Willem Dafoe jerking off together on the couch.
Yeah.
That's what I look for in a film.
All right. I think we're back. We've been back. We never really went anywhere. We're back.
Here we go.
So... All right. The final round is something that I think everyone here... I think it's a pretty...
I think this
is a good topic, right?
It's about Life of Agony?
Yes, of course it is.
Oh, Jesus.
Can you? No, I'm just kidding.
It's like I know nothing about that.
No one knows anything about
it. I know everything there is.
Chris does.
Intimately.
Sci-fi shows that are amazing.
All right, I'm in.
It's got to be Tim.
Defiance.
Survey says.
What?
I never heard of it. Sorry.
Chris?
Firefly?
Survey says.
Ooh, a lot of Firefly fans.
Yeah.
Well, these have numbers, so let's do numbers.
All right, yeah, okay. That was the second highest.
All right. 20.
Yep, 20. With 20 right there.
I see how it is.
I will say Battlestar Galactica.
Oh. Survey says.
That's got to be number one.
And it was the number one answer.
Oh, yeah. With 25.
That's correct.
What about Face-Off?
Face-Off?
Survey says.
Nothing.
Is that a movie or a show?
No,
that's a TV show.
Oh.
Star Trek.
No.
Next Generation.
Survey says.
That's not a sci-fi show, though, is it?
What?
Star Trek The Next Generation?
Yeah. Sci-fi? Yeah.
Science fiction?
Oh, I thought you meant, like, the channel.
No.
Oh, wow. You really botched yourself. He should get another chance, baby.
No, that's all right.
Botching I'm yourself good. In. I know you really want to win badly.
There's no cash prize.
That was 15.
I
that
forgot.
Was the third.
Wow, nice.
The third.
Doctor Who?
Survey says. That was our last.
10.
Which I totally don't agree with, by the way. These people don't know shit.
That's going to be...
So we got one more answer?
Yeah, two more answers.
Two more answers. I'm going to say...
Two more answers.
Stargate SG-1.
Stargate SG-1. Survey says...
That's Twilight Zone.
Wait, you
Twilight
just guessed.
Zone. Survey says...
You just guessed.
Too slow, bro.
Oh, Miss Takata.
Sweat Hogs? That was not of sci-fi.
No. Land of the Lost?
Land of the Lost. Man, I know, got man.
No Twilight.
Can't
Zone
do it, though.
Land
can't do
Lost.
It. Land, final
no
round.
Twilight
fuck
Zone.
Sorry,
can't
that's
do it.
Yeah, well, that shouldn't happen, man.
I'm going to say Fringe.
Fringe? Is it up there on the board? Survey says.
Give me Fringe.
Give it to me.
Oh, okay. That was good.
This game is fucking rigged.
We got one more left.
X-Files.
Survey says. X-Files it is. That's it.
And of course it's X-Files.
15.
Okay. Final scores. You each got two each. You each got two each.
We each got two
it's
each?
Like somebody writes this stuff. Right? So.
We got.
This is the riveting part
I'm
of the show.
Adding,
John
yeah,
does
I'm
math.
I'm doing simple math on these papers.
He really is, folks.
In third place, Tim.
God,
you got 25.
Yeah, I think that the fact that you thought it was the Sci-Fi Channel is what screwed you on that one. Absolutely.
Chris, 35 points, second place. Leaving the winner to be Mike with 40 points.
Yeah! Mike, Shane is the winner of the All Right Already Feud.
Master of the
I'm
house.
Break that ginger's right, legs.
What's he saying?
All right, guys. All right, guys, let me take you out here. Oh, God damn it.
We got an outro?
We do have an outro. Of course we do. You kidding me? This is a very, this is a well-produced show that we
like,
going on.
Do you like outros? Here's an outro for
I got
you.
An outro for you.
And we'll see you next time, folks. We'll be here on the All Right Already Feud.
All Right Already Feud.
I think we need some new blood for that one.
Anybody need a beer?
I'm okay. Thank you.
All right, guys.
It does work. We had more of like a two-team. Like,
yeah, right.
It does work better that way. But some of the questions we had to revamp our style.
Uh-huh.
Put it together on the fly.
On the fly.
Next time I got to get it together.
It is hot as nuts.
Yeah, it is.
Next time we do All Right Already Double Dare.
Nice. We got the slime and everything.
There's a bunch of sight gags. Didn't know I was ever going to see it.
We just want to slime
each other. Already Jeopardy.
All Right Already Jeopardy might be coming up. Who knows?
You never know. You never know what's coming up.
I will rock that shit.
Never know. Well, we know who's the king of the
Already.
How
about a Right Already
dating
game?
I want a chance
game,
to like. Already now we're talking. The dating game. We should do All Right Already dating game.
Oh my God.
With that one, 2-2.
All right.
Put that under your hat.
Get Chuck Woolery up in here. What's nowadays?
We do. We do have three batches here.
Chuck Woolery's not doing it all.
Yeah. No, three. There's three here.
That'd be freaking hilarious.
We need already Hagen.
You think of the bachelor? You think of the bachelorettes we could get, man?
I was gonna say, what's poor fucking chick?
Already cougar night.
Already bachelorette.
Oh,
a reality show. To do the rose ceremony.
Are you gonna have her sit in the other room on like the toilet or something?
You gotta go sit it on the toilet.
And have her Bluetooth in.
We don't have a rose for you this week. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. I knew it.
It's so ridiculous.
It's all because that Hitler mustache photo surfaced.
Nobody loves me.
The rose ceremony. You don't get a rose, you gotta go home.
Okay. It's all right. I'm like 5 minutes away.
That's true. We all go home.
Are you
home
crying
every
or sweating?
A little bit. A little bit of both.
All right. Topic time. Mike.
All right.
We got another 10 minutes. We can fit like two more topics in.
Laugh tracks on sitcoms.
Ooh, laugh tracks on sitcoms. Ooh, I like
that. That was mine.
Okay.
Basically,
boo!
I was
where's my laugh track? We need a laugh track.
I was watching some shows on TV, and I was like, why do they still have this? Is it because like they used to have live studio audiences that would actually laugh during the show?
Well, I mean, that's where it started. Yeah.
But like now it's artificial. Like, no, they tell you when to laugh, and I think it's pretty fucked up.
Well, they tell you even when there were
live audiences, they always
had laugh. Oh yeah, they have like the sign that says applause.
Yeah. Right.
But they would actually go in production and actually sweeten laughs for parts that they wanted people to react more to, like even though the audience might have laughed a little bit.
Right.
They'd go in with fake canned laughter.
I just think it's
like
creepy, though. You're watching the show, and it's
like, it's weird.
It's artificial laughing going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird. I never got that.
No, I didn't either.
There was never shows without it before, though.
Oh, no, in the 80s, everything had it.
It's like, if you're an idiot, it lets you know when to laugh.
Right.
Yeah. It's really? Like, this show's funny.
Every time Arnold said, what you talking about, Willis?
And and it seemed like they were always the same ones. Like you could tell.
The catchphrases. Like, absolutely.
No. But the laugh tracks.
There
were only about five or six laughs.
Yeah.
And they would just rotate.
They shared around the studio.
It was the same tracks.
It was.
I think they're naughty.
There's Hollywood pre-recorded sounds. There's actually, it's funny because there's a band called A Wilhelm Scream.
Yeah, The Wilhelm Scream.
And they use it in a lot of movies.
They use it in, like dozens and dozens of movies a year use the Wolf.
Yeah, you look it up. It's insane how many movies have it in it.
I know what it sounds like. And
a
now
Wilhelm.
I hear it. I notice it now.
What is it?
It's called the Wilhelm Scream. It was first used, I think, in the 50s or the
60s. Yes.
And you'll know it. It's like, it's weird.
Yeah, it's basically like that.
Yeah, you'll know it, and it's in...
Indiana
Jones, when the guy falls off the tank.
A dude falls off a horse in, like, some...
It's just, like, curly.
Yeah.
But it's, like, pre-recorded destiny, like, for the sitcoms. It's like, you have to laugh now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, when Rerun was jumping up and down, and remember the recorder fell out?
Almond Brothers.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Everybody stopped.
No, the Doobie Brothers.
Doobie Brothers.
Everybody stopped.
It was like, oh, shit.
He's like,
uh-oh.
But could you imagine like shows like...
It was a teachable moment.
Yes,
okay?
It was. Yes.
What's on now? Big Bang Theory, Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah, right.
All those. They all have...
Third Rock from the Sun has been off for like 10 years.
Yeah. A 30 Rock.
It's awful shit.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, like none of them do it now.
It's all like in the background. I just noticed it again recently. I'm like...
Really?
Well, I don't really watch network television.
Right. I don't,
it's not like they put it on like HBO shows.
I can't tell you the last...
Because they're actually funny. And,
right. Yeah.
There it is.
Is that it?
Yep. Play it again. Come on.
Now it's not going to do it.
Like lightning.
Nope.
Better.
And seriously, if you now that you know what it sounds like, watch any action movie.
Right.
It's in there.
It's in
every fucking movie.
It's like Tango and Cash.
Castle Wolfenstein.
Is it a Tango?
It's got to be a Tango and Cash.
Dude, that's an awesome movie.
It's one of the greatest action movies of all time.
Tango.
Cash.
Cash.
Cash. Tango. Why they keep messing with me or whatever is it?
I can't even. I may have watched that once and like when I come out like 85.
That is one of the greatest bloody action movies ever.
Who's even in that? Sylvester Stallone or
Russell. Kurt Russell.
Jack Palance.
The dude from.
I couldn't tell you.
Dude, it's good.
Big Trouble Little China. Lopan.
Yeah,
Lopan's in it.
Talk about Big Trouble Little China.
That's a great movie.
That's the best action movie ever. Actually, they're talking about making a...
A Chinese girls with green eyes.
Green eyes? Shut up, Mr. Burton.
Green eyes.
Escape from New York. They're talking about remaking that one.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they really don't need to do that.
They don't need to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they do it anyway. Terrible. Crap all over it. Shit all over it, regardless.
Basically, like the Family Feud we just did.
No, I thought that was pretty good, actually.
Oh, all right.
You just pissed because you came in second.
Yeah.
I would do a boo, but it's like...
Boo! Together. I wish I had a boo track for that. It's terrible.
Well, my phone doesn't work, and Johnny O doesn't want to override.
I can't give up. I can't give up my noises anyway.
No, it's a raspberry.
Is that a raspberry?
Yeah.
got time for another one?
Yeah, we got time for another one.
All right.
Time for a couple more.
Timmy. Freaking rolling here,
Barry. Noisy neighbors. I would include myself
topics.
In that category.
That's actually another one of mine. My neighbors are fucking assholes.
Really?
Yeah. Not only do they have like shoes made out of concrete, they stomp around, they run the vacuum at least like 4 times a week, and they play the stereo, their surround sound, at like 10 o'clock at night. So,
you're not my neighbor?
Like, what's the protocol on, like, being like, yeah, dude, enough's enough?
When do they run the vacuum?
They can run it from anywhere from, like, 8 a.m. till 10 p.m.
I will say, I go, or was going over to Chris's on Sundays to watch certain shows. Maybe.
Yeah.
But,
We got a whole different thing going on here.
But anyway, like, I would get over there at, like, 8:30.
True Detective. Yeah, right.
And then we tried to do Penny Dreadful, but it is dreadful.
It is horrible. No,
is this
like
a cartoon?
It's about vampires and werewolves and Frankenstein.
There's some cartoon. I gave it like 3 episodes.
When do you confront your neighbor and be like, when is enough is enough?
It's all down.
No. Like, you had the Hartmans below you for a while. It
started off kind of neat.
But like side conversations, guys.
But when you had that other girl and she called the cops because Tim and I, we put in snap case and we were moshing in your living room and she called the cops.
Who did?
Your neighbor.
Living
in Hapro?
Oh, yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
My landlord called me. He's like, what the hell? He's like, oh, I just got a call about disturbing the peace. I was like, fuck you, dude. We've been partying here for like 3 days.
We were moshing in the...
You know what? The Hartmans? I shouldn't even say the name. Well, whatever.
Random people that lived under John.
What an awful... Like, I would come home from like playing shows at like 2 a.m. with amps banging around and like... I'd crank the stereo and go to sleep at like 2 on a Tuesday.
John, I gotta say, this is Tim talking. I try to find places that I don't have neighbors.
Yeah.
Because I like to play my music really freaking loud.
That's my neighbor.
That's what,
like,
I do.
He's got 2 subwoofers. I'm like, John, I'm like, you have a little bit too much bass going. Like, I can hear it in my bedroom.
I can feel it in my bowels.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, can you just, like, not watch the movie at, like, high decibels?
Can you not be dropping bombs in somewhere?
What movie is that?
It doesn't matter. Like, I hear burnouts. Well, what was really bad was, like, he was watching movies in the basement, and there's no insulation. At least when he's, like, in his apartment, there's insulation and sheetrock and carpet and flooring, but I can still hear his fucking bass going. So it's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, when do I call the cops, or when do I just be like, dude, just turn it down?
Right, and if somebody calls you and says, like, hey, man,
I called them, like, 3 times in 1 week.
You have to. acquiesce to that. You have to turn it down and be like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry." Well, no, no, no. I mean, if your neighbor calls, you don't have to have him call the cops.
I'm about a three strike.
You
want to
keep on good.
You don't want to go that route. I mean, you want to keep on the cops at your house.
I got to be honest. You're gonna have a tough time like complaining to him about running the vacuum at 8 in the morning. Like, you know, it's 8 in the morning.
It's after.
Yeah, it's I mean, I
working hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like 8 in the morning, like
on a Saturday and Sunday. But they vacuum all the time because they have these two little shit dogs that shed like a motherfucker.
Do they have shag carpets or something?
No, they have Berber. But he's got he's got a stereo with two subs upstairs.
Tell him to get, what do they call
it? And then he has like a huge stereo in the basement. And then he has like stereo equipment outside in the garden. He's got those fucking rock speakers, and one of them is right underneath my living room window.
Oh, you would hate
me. I'm watching TV, and I'm hearing him playing, like, shitty fucking classic rock, and I'm trying to watch the movie, and I'm like, oh.
Let's try to listen to some fucking Life of Agony zone out.
Wait a minute, what's he rocking to? Is he rocking to some Chicago? What's he, what's he got? Boston? Bland?
The one day it was like Black Sabbath, and I actually like Sabbath, but I don't want to fucking hear it. When I'm watching a movie.
You would hate me as a neighbor.
You were there that night. And I'm like, John, I hear...
Oh, yeah. Well, not to interject, but Mike's got a great... I forgot about this. He's got a great...
A fast story time with Mike.
Yes.
A mutual friend of ours.
I need music for this. Story time.
A mutual friend of ours lived in a...
It's like that, man.
Lived in a second floor apartment. And I actually ended up living in the first floor apartment later years. But when we came to visit him, he had fallen down his steps while carrying his min pin. And he, like, dove to try and save his min pin when he slipped. It's broke his ankle. Miniature Doberman Pinscher. Fell.
Nobody knows
severely
that
broke his severely broke his ankle. So he was totally laid up. Could not leave. Couldn't leave his apartment. And he was just going completely fucking stir crazy. And he hated the people that lived in this downstairs apartment. And we go over there one day, he hadn't been out of the house in like 3 or 4 weeks, I think, at that time.
Oh my God.
And he's like, yeah, and they called the, you know, they called the landlord about me playing my movies too loud. And he's like, is this too loud? He starts going, wham, 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 banging his fucking foot on the floor and screaming at these people.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, ah! But the funniest part of the story is he had all these other, like, bandages on his arms and shit. And we were like, Tony, what did you do to yourself? He's like, I cut myself. Oh, shit. Okay, random apartment guy.
Sorry, Tony's fine.
Okay.
We're not giving
We were like, what did you do to yourself? And he's like, I cut myself. I had to go to the emergency room and get stitched up. And we were like, you know, what the hell were you doing? This man is very Italian. He's like, I was laying on my couch cutting pepperoni. And I stabbed myself. And then he's like, and so I was just like, ah, fucking, I'm bleeding. So I kept cutting the pepperoni. And then I stabbed myself again.
I almost cut the top of my thumb off cutting a pepperoni.
Apparently it's a dangerous meat.
It is. All I want to know is, how's the min pin? Because...
She was fine for several years
after
that.
Yes.
What's a min pin?
Exactly.
Why am I the only one that knows what a min pin is?
That's really wacky.
I thought acronym. It was like a small Tibetan man that he kept in his apartment.
Small Tibetan.
Pin, come here.
No, pin pins. Well, I have a man, Joe. So.
Tim, that's a Sherpa.
Yes, but I think they call them min pins in different areas. Dialects.
And that guy,
one of the stories, that guy actually moved. Right? Not that long.
They did, and I'm glad they did, because I moved in there, and I lived under him for 10 fucking years.
Yeah. So Mike was great. It was great.
Yeah, but... I can deal with it if it's my friend, but like...
Three tries, man. Three tries, and then you'd be like, look, man. And then the last one, you got to be... I think you'd be like, look, man. All right.
So it's not just the vacuum.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Especially if it's him like, coming over.
Right. Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, I'm immediately like, turning it down.
Dude. Like, yeah. Can you turn it down? Yeah, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, dude, no problem, dude.
This dude, he also... He put in his own pavers. And, like, apparently the landscapers don't do their job, so he's got to be out there fucking weed-whacking for, like, 2 hours. So he's weed-whacking his own yard, and then he has his boat, which is a shitty fucking boat, and he considers it a fucking yacht. And, like, he's always priming the engine, and, it's just shitty fucking neighbors, man. I can't wait to fucking move.
I will, like I said, I've been there many times.
Okay.
And his neighbors are...
douchebags.
Yeah, yeah, they're very
inconsiderate. Not everybody's neighbor's great, trust me.
I can't wait to have my own. I can't wait to have my own single domicile.
Yeah, you would think so, but
I actually don't have my neighbors. You're, don't bug me.
You got nobody by you.
Yeah.
You
got I got Mike. Him. No, it's like my neighbors.
You have the river, that's, and then like an abandoned shopping
by a complex. Decision. Yeah, pretty yeah. much. Yeah, I'm lucky that way.
That's like
I don't want to have somebody. Shit, I was telling somebody about.
You know, I have a row of pine trees in like front of my house. And the people on the other side of the pine trees are actually pretty cool. I like them.
Right.
I get along with them. But, you know, they're pines, so they're not really deep-rooted. So if there's a storm, there's always either a whole tree comes up big limbs come down and everything. And every time it happens, me and the neighbor will at some point be walking our dogs and we'll see each other through, like, the hole in the pines. And we just kind of look like, oh. God, I can see you. You know? And it's like, oh.
Wow.
That reminds me of Jim Norton.
Serious loathing going on there. Like,
I hate, oh, I don't want, Jesus. I want to be.
No, but Scott, I remember, like, going to your house, you had a shed you didn't want, and we demoed it with bowling balls.
Yeah, right.
By hurling it overhand.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no one cares.
That's a way to go. I mean, you know, it's not the most efficient way.
That's right. No one, everybody leaves me alone.
Yeah, just drunk guys throwing bowling balls overhand.
Of course they leave you alone.
Speaking of
he's going to stop at my house next.
I remember when Rob and Rudy's, their whole apartment complex got condemned.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, I mean, how many units? That had to be, like, at least.
Oh, in Lansdale?
70 units?
Yeah, it was, like, 30 or
30. Yeah, remember that.
Because it was two sides, and they both got...
Right over the train tracks. 70.
Yeah, on Line Street. That was so much fucking fun, dude. We, like, because every apartment, everybody was gone except for our friends, because it was, like, 2 days before the condemning, and they still hadn't moved out. And we just, like, kicked down the doors to every apartment and just fucking broke shit, and oh, my God, it was so much fun.
Oh, you dick.
Yeah, you're just going to play me out on that.
We're going out.
All right.
Well, no, you don't know. We can keep talking. It takes a little time to get to the final outro.
Does it?
But, yeah, but...
Breaking shit's fun.
That was for, I wasn't there for that. But I drove
dude. I brought my golf clubs in and drove golf balls.
I just hate when I break my own shit.
Yeah, that's even more annoying.
I guess it's that time then, right?
I think we're getting there, Scotty. Right. I think that was quite an episode, guys.
It was a busy episode, man. It was, man. We had a lot of stuff going on there.
Yes, we did. We learned a lot today.
Yes, we did.
About ourselves, about each other.
Yes, we did.
About our feelings. About our feelings.
About our feelings, about our facial hair.
And about our neighbors.
Apparently, yeah. I don't even know about my facial hair. It's like the question's wrong.
And we're going to get out of here, folks, and we will definitely see you next time on All Right Already Podcast.
All right, yeah. Good one, guys.
Good job, folks.
Am I leaving?